Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 10th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ecclesiastes chapters 4 to 6. The advantages of mutual assistance. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 to 12 like this. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls. For he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. When God made man and placed him in the Garden of Eden, God himself noticed that it was not good for man to be alone. We read in Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. We need to understand and realize that the ties of union, marriage, friendship, and religious communion are better than a person to be alone. There are advantages that accrue from efforts that being conjoined. The Talmud says, A man without a companion is like a left hand without the right. Verses 9 to 11 speaks to us that two are far better than one. It is good to have someone with us to share our life's burdens. Then in verse 12, it mentions that a threefold cord is not quickly broken. The clear meaning is that there is strength in numbers. And if two are better than one, then three are even better. Perhaps this is an echo of the Trinity, the ultimate strength, or even the union of man and a woman in marriage where God is right at the center of the marriage. In all things, union tends to success and safety. Above all, the union of Christians assists each other by encouragement or friendly reproof. They warm each other's hearts while they converse together of the love of Christ or join in singing His praises. Then let us improve our opportunities of Christian fellowship. Where two are closely joined in holy love and fellowship, Christ will by His Spirit come to them. Then there is a threefold cord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10 tells us this, Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.